Bulletproof Radio, a state of high performance.
You're listening to Bulletproof Radio with Dave Asprey.
What if there was a way to feel younger for longer? Well, there is. Your body needs something called the NAD plus molecule to help you age well. When you're young, your body makes a lot of NAD plus, and that helps you make energy. It helps you keep your DNA healthy, absorb nutrients well, and it protects your cells from stress. But once you hit about 30, your NAD plus levels start to drop. The good news is that longevity scientists have found some things that can help, like niacin, niacinamide, and niagen. They help your body make more NAD plus even as you age. All three of these are in an amazing formula called Qualia NAD plus. Check out Qualia NAD plus risk-free for up to 100 days at neurohacker.com/Dave15 to save an extra 15%. That's neurohacker.com/Dave15, Qualia NAD plus. It's what I use. What if there was a way to level up your energy, get rid of stress, and take more control of your body? Welcome to Quantum Upgrade. This is a new technology that taps into quantum energy to help you feel amazing. Quantum Upgrade has a lot of different products that help protect you from EMF and help activate your body's natural healing abilities. You can expect better sleep, more resilience, less stress, and better blood flow. The cool thing about Quantum Upgrade is that the products are backed by a lot of heavy-duty scientific studies, and there's a new measurable upgrade. You can now use Quantum Upgrade to increase your consciousness levels between 1400 and 2200 on the Hawkins map of consciousness. If you don't know what that means, do some research because it's impressive, it's fun to learn about, and it's something that I've come to understand. Ready to try Quantum Upgrade? Visit quantumupgrade.io/Dave for a 7-day free trial.
Today's cool fact of the day is about vomiting. It turns out that a Brown University study revealed that many people couldn't distinguish the smell between vomit and Parmesan cheese. That's because both of them contain butyric acid, which is the main smell of vomit. Now, butyric acid is also what makes your sweat socks smell. It's also named after butter. In fact, butyric or butter, same word. And that's something that happens when you get cultured butter especially, which is why grass-fed cultured butter is what's best in your coffee. And I say unsalted butter because, well, salt in coffee generally doesn't taste good. But my evidence shows that about 40% of people prefer a little bit of salt in their coffee. So 60% of people think that you have coffee soup with salted butter, but 40% of us like it a little bit soupy in your Bulletproof coffee. You can have it either way as long as you put brain octane in there and you make it with the Bulletproof mold-free coffee beans because you feel the difference. Either way, you will have not even a hint of vomit. This butyric acid that we're talking about, though, as I wrote about in the Bulletproof Diet, is very interesting stuff because if you eat it, it does one thing to help with inflammation, and it's manufactured by the bacteria in your gut. They need one of two substances to make butyric acid. Substance number one that you might have heard of is called resistant starch, or just fiber. Fermentable fiber can help the healthy bacteria in your gut make more butyric acid. But what most people don't know about, unless they read my book, is that the number two fermentable substrate for these little critters is, drumroll, collagen. That's right, Bulletproof upgraded collagen, or you could make bone broth if you wanted to. It's just a lot more work and has less collagen in it. Still good for you. Either one of those, or you could like chew tendons, chicken's feet, things that you might find in like traditional Chinese food, or anything that has boiled bones in it. These are going to give you that collagen that then can be fermented in your gut so that you can make more butyric acid. So who would have thought that when I started talking about sweat socks and vomit that we were going to end up talking about collagen? But hey, that's just how biohacking works. It's kind of cool.
Everyone's talking about red light therapy beds, and for good reason. There's a company called ARRC LED that's building an entirely new class of LED devices. ARRC LED beds integrate proprietary scanning technology and frequency protocols to shape the delivery of 6 different wavelengths in dose-optimized photobiomodulation. Yes, that's a lot of words. What it is, though, is that photobiomodulation improves the underlying energetics of the cells in your body. And those changes can benefit nearly every tissue and organ and system in your body. You change your cells and you change your life. For more information, visit ARRCLED.com.
Speaking of kind of cool, this is one of those shows that doesn't follow the normal format where we interview someone interesting. In this case, someone really interesting is interviewing me, none other than Adam Carolla, who is the number one podcaster on the internet and a famous guy and a really, really funny guy. Very funny, because you're going to hear him talking about halva, as he says halva in a way that I can't even replicate on the show today. Because what this is him interviewing me for the Adam Carolla Show. If you'd like to hear the rest of the interview, and there's a bunch of other stuff they talk about, or any of the other ones of Adam's brilliant, brilliant podcast, head on over to Adam Carolla's show on Podcast One and check it out. That said, before we get into the show with Adam, before we get going on today's show, if you are looking for a career in tech, maybe business, data, design, or marketing, or trying to get a promotion or raise, you need 21st century training and skills. General Assembly is the largest and most respected school worldwide for people seeking to grow their talents and master the marketplace. Whether it's learning remotely online or in person at one of their beautiful campuses, you can join the 350,000 people who've already gotten the training needed to propel careers in tech and business. More than 2,500 companies worldwide hire GA's graduates, with 99% of grads who participate in GA's career services landing a new role in the field within 6 months of starting their job search. Take control of your talent and career now. Find out more at ga.co/bullet. That's ga.co/bullet. Enter the promo code BULLET to save on your first class, workshop, or event. That's ga.co/bullet, code word BULLET. I am incredibly excited to announce something to you. If you are a longtime Bulletproof fan, you remember about 2.5 years ago, we made something that looked like this. If you're driving in your car, it looked like the car in front of you. Okay, it didn't really. What it looked like was a small jar of yellow fat called Bulletproof Ghee. Well, we had a really hard time getting enough grass-fed butter. We actually created a shortage of international grass-fed butter that was publicized in lots of different countries about 2 years ago. Just demand for grass-fed butter hit an all-time high, and it's still there. One of the goals of Bulletproof was to change demand so much that we would improve the health of our soil by having more cattle eating grass, and it's totally happening. But one of the side effects of that is that now I can get you good quality grass-fed butter enough to reliably make something magic for you. Something that is a much larger jar of grass-fed Bulletproof ghee that meets exactly my standards. Here's what ghee is, if you don't know about it. Ghee is kind of like butter. It's just the fat from butter. We actually, over an open flame, gently cook out all of the water and all of the milk solids. So if you're sensitive to dairy protein or to dairy sugar, almost all of it's gone. Most people with a dairy intolerance, even like me, can handle ghee just fine. Actually, most of them handle butter pretty well. But if you're super tolerant, you might handle ghee better. You'd want to check with your doctor. If you're anaphylactic, you probably don't want to do it. But if you just want to see if it works for you, a lot of people can handle ghee because it's even lower in protein than butter, which itself is very, very low. What we do is we clarify the butter. What you get is shockingly amazing buttery taste. It's almost like as strong as the butter that you would put on popcorn, but like the real butter, not the fake butter. Like, it's super rich and creamy and flavorful. And because we've cooked it carefully over an open flame like this, it develops a slightly caramely flavor. It's hard to explain, but it is so fantastic, like with vegetables, with chocolate, and you can make Bulletproof coffee with it, of course. It doesn't have the same foaminess that you would find if you used, say, butter in it, but if you add some Bulletproof collagen in ghee, you can get more of the foam that you're used to, and I put collagen in my coffee quite a lot. As a matter of fact, you can now pick up that collagen on the Bulletproof website. You can also pick it up in some Whole Foods now, which is kind of cool. If you can't find it at your local Whole Foods, go to the cashier and say, "Where's my Bulletproof collagen? Where's my brain octane? Oh my God, it's an emergency." Anything like that. In the meantime, though, ghee is not in Whole Foods yet. And what you can do is you can get some ghee on bulletproof.com, and then you can use it in cooking, you can use it in baking, and of course, Bulletproof coffee, like I already said. It's sugar-free, it's gluten-free. Of course, it's non-GMO. It's grass-fed, for goodness sake. And it has a very, very high smoke point. A lot of people like to use modified canola oils or grapeseed oil. This is better than any of those. It is the ultimate cooking oil. What I do if I'm going to cook with oil is I use ghee and I use a little bit of water at the same time, kind of like you would if you were going to do like a wok. And with this stuff is you want the water there to keep the cooking temperature down. But even if you were going to fry, which is not really good for you, if you're going to like stir fry, if you use ghee in there, you get that amazing flavor, but it doesn't smoke. It doesn't break down until 485 degrees Fahrenheit. That's quite high. It's better than, say, Brain Octane, which I'll also stir fry with. Brain Octane is good until 320 Fahrenheit. 320 Fahrenheit is much higher than the temperature that water makes steam, which is about 212. So if you have a little water present when you're cooking, you can use Brain Octane. So what I do if I'm going to do like a proper higher temperature fat thing, I'll use ghee. And then at the end, after it's the burner's turned off, I'll add the Brain Octane so I can have a meal that raises my ketones. Like you can do a zero-carb meal that way that tastes amazing. It tastes better than butter because it's concentrated butter fat with the flavor. If you've never had ghee, you've got to try the stuff. It is fantastic. It's just like a powerful aroma in your food that makes me happy. So drizzle it on any food you can think of. I've even mixed it with Brain Octane and put a little bit on a salad, like a bacon spinach kind of salad. Not bad. The uses for grass-fed ghee are endless. The other thing, if you're, say, a backpacker, or you just don't have a refrigerator because you live in the back of a van, or say you're going to Burning Man, whatever it is room temperature stable. It doesn't spoil easily at all. And that means that you can order it by e-commerce, and that means that you can keep it in your desk drawer at the office. You can do whatever you want with it because it's really good stuff. It's taken me years to get to this point where I could reliably bring you grass-fed ghee made by Bulletproof, following all the right processes, all the lab testing, all that kind of stuff. It's finally here. It's finally reliable. It may sell out at first, but that's okay. We know how to make more, and we have little spikes in fluctuation on the availability of dairy, but we've nailed it for you, Bulletproof grass-fed ghee. All right, let's listen to Adam Carolla, because this is one fun podcast.
And now Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew on the Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, Sydney, Australia. A 21-year-old construction worker was bitten by a poisonous redback spider. The man was using the construction site's porta potty at the time and was bitten on his penis! Definitely not a Jew!
Oh, poor Dave Asprey, CEO of Bulletproof Coffee. I say poor because that just reminded me of something. Say hi, Dave.
Hey, Adam.
Good to see you, man. We enjoy your coffee. We enjoy your MCT oil. Like I said, I dumped some in my coffee off the air this morning. I do. And I always know it's good stuff because I've been around Dr. Drew my entire life. And like if you said to him, I'd like to take half an aspirin, he'd be like, whoa, hold on. You got a problem. That's not going to work for you. It's a slippery slope. Nothing works. Nothing's effective. Nothing does anything. And he is into this MCT oil big time.
I was actually a little afraid to go on the Dr. Drew show when I went on because I know he's not into supplements too much. And I thought he was going to savage me, but I'm like, I've got science. I'm going to go in. And he's like, actually, I used it and I could really feel a difference. And he's using the Brain Octane, which is like one of the four kinds of MCT, the one that works best. And I was like honored. And I kind of walked out of there stunned because he was just so cool. And I was expecting a beatdown, to be honest.
What does it do? What does the MCT oil do?
This kind of MCT oil raises the ketone levels in your body, almost like you're fasting or you're doing like an aggressive paleo diet, even if you're not. So you get this mental clarity because the cells in your brain that make energy called mitochondria, they make more energy than they normally do from eating sugar and carbs and protein.
So speaking of that, we had Vinny Tortorich comes in on the show and does the nutritional stuff for us. Gina's down, 30 pounds.
Almost. Since,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Vinny got her coached up. Do you do a bar And my lifelong quest is to find a bar that my son can eat that's not a candy bar, because everything else is just chocolate and peanut butter, and it's just full of sugar, and it's a waste.
I spent 2 years making a bar. It has no milk protein isolator, the junk protein. It has 2 grams of sugar that was just naturally in the cashews, and it's got that brain octane in there, so you're not hungry for hours after you eat it. I give it to my six-year-old, give it to my nine-year-old, and they're full for hours, and they don't whine about candy when they get
it. And they like the taste.
They love the taste. Yeah, it's like halva, kind of.
Oh, they love halva.
Do you really?
Okay, first off, I feel sorry for you, Dave, because you brought up halva, and somehow we got into Redback. So now I have to take a quick detour.
What are you talking about?
Well, we're walking through Holland, and we passed the shop, me and Mike August. Dawson, were you walking with us?
Yeah, I was.
And we passed the halva shop, and I said, it's halva, and none of the other adult males had any idea what the fuck I was talking about, and no one had ever tried it, and I just said,
count me in there, I don't know what halva is.
It's basically...
It's at the front of a store.
It was
a store. Halva.
Halva.
It ran. This place just sold halva, but here's what it is. it turned into a funny conversation because it basically tastes like you poured honey into sand,
yes,
and then shaped it into a brick. And they were like, the Jews never stop punishing themselves, do they? They could get a fucking Hershey's bar, but instead they're like, nah, we got to pour honey into sand and then shape it like a brick. Mm-hmm. We'll eat that. It'll scratch up the roof of our mouth. It's weird. I kind of like it, but
it's really good.
It's like addictive.
Thank you.
It was great.
He always knows where I'm going with this stuff. It's not good.
Yes, and.
No one else liked it but Dawson.
I thought everybody liked it.
Okay, Dawson. Dawson, remember the conversation about why Jews have to punish themselves?
That's all right. Yes, I do.
Okay, it was based on halva. It wasn't that halva was bad. It was that if you have apple pie, you wouldn't eat it over anything else. That's the whole thing. It's like
clumpy nut.
It's flan.
It'll get you through.
It's like flan. Flan's totally. Fine. It's not better than any other. There's 1,000 desserts that are better than flan, but flan's there.
If it's the only thing they have.
Right. That was our halva. Get Mike August on the phone. See if he remembers all the. The Redback was another bizarre conversation I had when I was over the pond, but we'll get back to Bulletproof for a second. So how did you get into this whole thing?
I used to weigh 300 pounds.
Oh, really?
And I was really successful in Silicon Valley, and then my brain started to turn off in my mid-20s. And I went to the doctor. I bought disability insurance. I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but I can't remember stuff like the way I used to. And I try to just bring it, and I don't have what I used to have. I got real concerned about it, and I started taking smart drugs. And pretty soon I started running an anti-aging nonprofit research group, and I just did all this research. And eventually, 15 years and $300,000 later, I had lost 100 pounds and just gained control of my cravings. I never have food cravings ever. And my brain works in a way it never has in my entire life.
What is the way – I mean, how could we get on that regimen where our brains woke up a little bit?
The Bulletproof Diet is the most dense way of getting this information. It's a book that I wrote. It hit the New York Times, and it's available anywhere you buy books. That's the most condensed version, or it's all free on the website. If you go to the Bulletproof website, the infographic for the diet, it's a really simple set of rules. Stop doing the stuff that makes you weak. And there's a bunch of foods that might make you weak, but they don't make someone else weak. And I just identify these are the suspect foods. You got to know which suspects are guilty for you. These are the kryptonite foods that make everybody weak, and these are the foods that make everyone feel good. And just kind of adjust yourself, and all of a sudden, dropping the hard stuff makes you feel way better than doing more of the good stuff. And so we all strive so much to do good things, but just quit doing the stuff that isn't working.
All right, so it's interesting. So you break it down in three groups. There's the stuff that's works for you, but why not work for someone else? Like if someone's lactose, whatever, and you may not be, so you can have a piece of cheese. And then there's stuff that's just bad for everyone, like halva. Couldn't even give it a zesty name. Halva. Gonna bring up more phlegm when we talk about dessert over here in Israel.
Halva. It's like getting sick.
True that no other human being in our group knew what halva was.
That
right?
Stuff was terrible, man.
Thank you. No, talk to Mike Ox. No one else had heard of it, right?
Correct.
All right. So then there's the stuff.
You're extremely proud of yourself.
It was a whole halva shop. That's how important. That's how popular it is over there in Amsterdam.
Wow.
It's a whole storefront dedicated to halva.
It's shocking.
So then there is the stuff that's bad for everybody. We all get that, Captain Crunch or whatever. And then there's the stuff that is good for everyone.
Yep.
Which is, give us 5-8 things that we should be eating.
Meat from grass-fed animals. So you need to eat from healthy animals, and not a lot of it. We're not talking, you know, a pound of ribs. We're talking a few ounces of high-quality fish, wild-caught, or grass-fed animals. Mm-hmm. And dairy fat is really good for you. We call it butter. So, dairy protein, not so good for you.
So dairy, butter, good. Dairy, is it cheese or what? Yeah, what
cheese and milk has milk sugar, which is kind of neutral for most people unless you're lactose intolerant. But it also has dairy protein like casein in it and milk protein isolate, they call it. That stuff is low quality protein. It's inflammatory, and casein's linked to liver cancer when it's taken in conjunction with toxins that we're all exposed to.
So now we got to bring up eggs. That's protein.
Eggs are pretty much bulletproof unless you're allergic to them. And there are a good number of people allergic to eggs. But if you're not, egg yolks are like one of the best foods you could possibly eat.
But isn't that egg protein? I mean, is that dairy protein?
Dairy protein is mostly casein.
It's got to be made of milk.
Yeah, it's got to be made from milk. So basically the stuff that makes cheese hard is
right.
Is
so egg, protein. Egg's good.
Yeah, good. Eggs are good.
That's Vinny Tortorich is very much about that. And again, we've been eating egg whites for punishing ourselves, eating egg white, flavorless egg white omelets
and
for the last decade.
Yeah.
And it costs more. And
give
it's
me
not
the
as
yolks. You can have the whites. No, like, I never throw away egg whites and eat the yolks.
I never really did it, but I was one of those guys that was kind of like, oh, I'll drink the skim, put the skim milk in the coffee and not have the cream because I don't want to be the fat, whatever. Like, the reason I bought into it, it was just that every expert was shouting this from a mountaintop, and I'm just a layperson. So I was like, well, if the Surgeon General and the food pyramid over there say whatever, I guess that's what it is.
Here's what they don't tell you. Coffee is the number one source of antioxidants in the American diet. Like it's important to get that stuff. Dark-colored vegetables, chocolate, red wine, broccoli.
Halva.
Halva, extra halva.
Mm-hmm.
We have a halva extract we're coming out with.
Mm. Halva-proof.
Pure, unstepped on.
So give us, I always do this to anyone who knows this world. I go, just give me breakfast, lunch, and dinner in a not super uptight training for a triathlete way, but just a basic Monday.
I'll tell you what I did today. I woke up and I had bulletproof coffee. So you brew it with the mold-free coffee beans, brain octane oil, and then you put in grass-fed butter.
So you do the MCT and the
grass-fed butter.
Is that like the clover, whatever? I'm trying to think of the...
There's a bunch of brands. Kerrygold is the most widely available one.
So you put a pad of butter.
Yeah, about a tablespoon of butter and 2 tablespoons of brain octane.
Now, when you're done with that little doily that goes under the pad of butter, do you put it in the fucking middle of the entry hall so everyone who works for your edit bay can trip over it? Do you slide it underneath the sofa leg like you should?
I like to put it on people's chairs.
That's good.
Gotta be creative. And I take it and I shake it up when I'm traveling, like I am today, in a mug. I make a mug that seals really well so you can shake up coffee, and it's all frothy and foamy, tastes like a latte. But the milk protein that's not in the butter, it sticks to the antioxidants in the coffee, so it makes them unavailable. So if I poured milk in there, the coffee doesn't give me the benefits of coffee. And that's why it kind of pisses me off that we've been told to put skim milk in our coffee, because all that extra protein in the skim milk inactivates the coffee. So you just get some caffeine, but you don't get the antioxidants and all the other like delicate superfood things in there.
Jesus. And the part where like the guy, you know, goes full Walter Payton, he gets in his ruse. He gets in his cleats. He gets in his sweatpants. He puts his headband on, and he runs that sand dune every morning at 6 a.m. That doesn't piss me off because I go, I'm just not doing that. Like, I'm not doing it. Yes, he has great quads. He deserves it. He had great quads. He deserved them. He set the NFL rushing record. He
was a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Hall of Famer. Yeah. And I think Emmitt Smith beat him. Yeah, it was him. Anyway, he deserves it. But, and I get it. He's working real hard. Yeah. Something I would never do. But the stuff where I would rather have that little pad of butter in my coffee than the clear blue skim milk that I'm dumping in it, and that it tastes worse the way I'm doing it, and it's not benefiting me at all. That's the part I'm interested in, because that's free.
The normal thing that happens, and it always happened to me when I was fat, was around 10:30, like the bagel calls to you, or like there's candy and you just get this, like, I got to eat now. And when I was a kid, it was like a bran muffin, but there's always, you just make sure you have the food. What happens when I have bulletproof coffee and like hundreds of thousands of other people now, you drink it and you just don't care about food anymore. It's just gone. And someone puts your favorite food in front of you and you're like, I don't really want to eat that.
So that's breakfast.
Yeah.
Literally that's
That's all you have.
That's all you need for
breakfast.
That's
about 300 calories there. It's plenty of fuel for the body, and it's got some fat-soluble nutrients in it, but it's not a main source of vegetable-based vitamins. I'd eat that later in the day.
So lunch?
Lunch, I had sushi. I had a bunch of wild-caught fish with avocado on it, and I poured more brain octane oil on there. That's something a lot of people don't know about. I pour some of that on every meal. I carry it in like a little flask, like people think I'm an alcoholic, and just dump it on my food. Because if you get a tablespoon of that with each meal, your ketone levels are always high enough to suppress your hunger hormones. And I'm in full control of my food cravings all the time. I just don't care about food.
I got a personal question. Do you eat pussy?
With brain octane oil only.
I was going to say, because that could be an uncomfortable.
It's pretty slippery.
That could be an uncomfortable moment.
Wildcat.
Wildcat night.
Grass smoked. Free range. So there's and then dinner.
So dinner will be grass-fed steak, a plate of vegetables, and that's the whole thing. It's mostly vegetables by volume, and then I put some steak on there, and then I add butter or guacamole or olive oil or any good fat, right?
So it's like keep that fat level going in your body so you can keep the satiation level going.
At least half my calories come from fat every day, and usually more like 70 to 85% of my calories from fat.
So it's 100% opposite of what we were basically told with all the stupid Snackwell cookies and all this. These chips are puff. They're puff pop. They're not enough of oil on them. They're puff. So it's opposite of all that, right?
When I weighed 300 pounds, I worked out every day, 6 days a week, an hour and a half, because I was motivated to lose this weight. I was like, I'm going to die or I'm going to lose the weight. I've had three knee surgeries. Like, I'm done. And I cut my calories. I cut my fat. I went like semi-vegetarian. And at the end of it, I could bench press all my thin friends eating French fries, but I didn't lose any fat, and I felt like a failure, and it frankly pissed me off. And then I switched to a higher fat, lower carb diet, and literally lost 50 pounds in 3 months. The other 50 pounds took a long time because that's where it gets hard.
Does this seem like some kind of weird national secret that politicians are like being irresponsible with? Like, it's never ending talk. It's, you know, global warming, it's Black Lives Matter, it's gay marriage or legalized marijuana, like whatever it is. Meanwhile, everyone's just dying.
You're right, because the next step is like, oh, well, then we should have no more fat people.
Yeah, it's a health crisis. Well,
we've got a serious health crisis. Half the kids are morbidly obese. And it's like, I've never heard a politician, you know, other than, you know, Michelle Obama says, drink water or like be active. You know what I mean? But it's like, how about some real fucking information? Like being active is like no shit, Sherlock, and drinking water's up there too with no shit, Sherlock. But like, how about some real information? How about a place we can go? I mean, go to Bulletproof is what I'm saying. But why? It's sad to me that politicians won't get behind something that's this global. Like, we can break everything off into, hey, we need a new aqueduct, and hey, we need to improve the school systems. Mm-hmm. We need to build another prison. We need clean power. Like, all right, but you need your health.
Yeah. Here's why that doesn't happen. I keep on my bookshelf a book from 1970, 2 years before I was born. And it was by a guy who said, hey, eating more fat stops heart disease and makes you lose weight really radically. His name was Robert Atkins. This stuff has been around longer than I've been alive, and I'd never heard of it. No one told me this until I was, 30 and obese, and I'd had just masses of health problems. There was no excuse for this. So I started Bulletproof just saying, look, if I write stuff that I needed to know when I was 16 or when I was 20, that would have absolutely changed the amount of just suffering and struggle that I had, including a lot of the emotional stuff that happens. It comes from bad food. It triggers like just tiredness.
Hormonal imbalance.
Yeah, and anxiety and just makes you yell at your friends and just act like a jerk. And I had all that stuff, and I just realized if only I'd known. So I started writing this, figuring maybe five people. I already had a big job. I had a VP at a big company. I'm like, I just want five people to read this and just change their whole life, and I totally win. But it took off from there, and that's my motivation still. Like, I want to disrupt these big food people, and the problem is they pay the politicians. So every time a big fat message comes out like that, the big grain companies come in and the soybean oil companies come in with just unlimited amounts of money, and they're like, oh, no, we got to do some policy stuff. Let's get some regulations in place to stop those fat people. Did you know, by the way, if a product has some absurdly small amount of saturated fat, you're not allowed to say it's healthy. You're not allowed to say it's healthy fat. Even that brain octane, even any kind of MCT oil, which doesn't even act like other fat, it's illegal to call it a healthy fat. Like, what the hell?
What the fuck? I think, what the halva? The halva's going on. The halva's going on.
I'm sending you like a
here.
Ton of halva when we're done.
Now, listen, I'll eat it, and Dawson will be all over that shit, too. Mike August, not so much.
Wait, you found something you wouldn't eat?
He ate it.
He ate it begrudgingly.
Everybody liked it.
Quiet. It was a toothpick, Dawson. Like, what are you supposed to do? Throw yourself in a canal?
It was remarkable that the tiniest, they give you the tiniest amount of it.
Everyone ate it means they ate a minuscule size on a toothpick, but did anyone double back and buy a block of that shit?
No, not me.
All right. And everyone did. Me, Max, Pat, and I think Mike bought cheese. Mm. That delicious cheese out there. So we did travel around with some food. It angers me because I would like I hate all politicians, and I hate the fact that there's all they do is complain about shit and get everyone whipped up and get into doom and gloom and all this stuff, but they never like take any reasonable courses of action. Like, here's what we got. We got a problem. People are fat and or unhealthy and or, my God, the amount of money we could save down the line when these people start getting sick earlier and earlier because of the weight and the joints and the diabetes and the liver and everything else. The money we could save as a nation if we would just put half as much effort as we do into fucking Clickit or Ticket around here. But we don't. Like, why is that? Why don't we? I know they're in bed with Monsanto or whatever, and I get it. But it's insane, right?
It's not even about like big, mean conspiracies. It's just you have this whole system set up for a certain outcome, which is make a lot of money. And so you get billions of tiny little micro decisions, and you get this emergent behavior that looks a lot like a conspiracy theory. I studied that in college. It's like it comes out of artificial intelligence. It's an emergent behavior, and it sucks.
No, I don't think it's a conspiracy theory, because that would suggest some intelligence was involved. Like, you have to get your shit together. Like, that's the reason why it's like, hey, the government took down those Twin Towers. Like, are you nuts? Mm-hmm. They couldn't do that. Could never do that.
They're not competent enough.
They'd still be there if the government was trying to take them up. And we'd certainly all know about it if they did it. You think they're that good?
No.
All right. So you can go to Bulletproof. And by the way, you got a podcast too, Bulletproof Radio as well. Now, doesn't this make you all want to get all this stuff? I do.
Absolutely.
I'm into it.
You know, the other thing with Vinny, and I've been eating like this for a while now, a few months, the hardest thing for me was I had to unlearn everything I've known my entire life, and I was angry at him. I was suspicious. I was like, what are you selling me? What is this? But it worked, and I can't imagine going back to the way I was.
It's also kind of revolutionary. If you do something like throw away a box of Cheerios and you have eggs and bacon for breakfast, like, what's just going on? Or if you put a pat of butter in your coffee, like, we've been programmed since we're kids to we're going to die if we do that. And I remember when I started doing this, I'd been to Tibet, I drank yak butter tea, I felt different from it, and I did all this research, and I run an anti-aging research group, so I did like real research. And I was like, you know what? All the science says this is okay. But when I started doing it, I was doing like 7 or 8 tablespoons. I was really pushing the limit to see what would happen to my biology. And I lost weight and I felt amazing. And it was kind of ridiculous. So I did a bunch of blood tests and everything worked out the way it was supposed to. And I really started talking about it then. But I was scared because, like, okay, for a year now, I've been doing 8 tablespoons of butter a day. And my testosterone went up and I got leaner and my brain turned on more. And it was ridiculous, but it was scary.
It's true that, you know, if you're doing a sitcom and there's a fat guy, be putting a pat of butter in his coffee.
It's a Homer Simpson move.
Yeah, it's a Homer Simpson move. Right. It's so funny. I was watching some UFC, whatever, and they were just going over some of the history of it. Where, like, McCain was saying it's a, you know, it's like dog fighting and cock fighting and it's outlawed and it's not going to be. I think New York is just legal.
Just now.
Okay. But you go back 10 years, 14 years, and it's just, it's banned in every state. Yeah. The senators taking stands about this is cockfighting. Mm-hmm. We don't need this. This is horrible. And this is, and now it's biggest sport, a fast growing sport around. And it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, first off, like the food pyramid, politicians don't know shit. I don't know why they even talk into microphones. Like, why should we even listen to these guys? Because they're all getting up there and pontificating about how dangerous it is and how we're not going to. And it's dangerous like many sports, but I bet you big picture, you'd rather your son did this than play football.
Like injury-wise?
It's a lot of brain injuries. Yeah. You need a lot of MCT oil to patch that shit back up.
I don't know if you're saying that jokingly, but if you're on ketones, which MCT oil makes,
I don't kid about anything.
All right, good deal. You'll get less TBI. There's less inflammation in the brain. So if those Pfizer would go in ketogenic and they get hit in the head really hard, they're going to get less brain damage.
Well, where's McCain with that information? Yeah, no, that's the kind of stuff that every kid, every parent who's signing up their kid for Pop Warner football should think about, right?
If you look at TBI, even in kids from sports, it's a serious issue. Like, I gave myself a concussion 4 months ago. It was really a hardcore move. I passed out because I was thrown up.
From your concussion?
It was from food poisoning, but I got a concussion.
Oh, you whacked your head when you
went down the tile, and it was very glorious and studly and all that. But man, that was a relatively mild concussion, but I was trashed for a couple of weeks, and I'm a biohack. I did all kinds of crazy stuff. 2 days ago, I just had stem cells injected in my brain, which ought to bring me all the way back.
Really?
Yeah, but there's stuff you can do preventatively. So I didn't get it nearly as bad as I would have. But if you're out in the octagon and you just get pounded like that, your brain's going to pay for it. And like, we have the studies on it, but they aren't paying attention. And it's all preventative. And if they let these guys do testosterone, especially if they're over about 35, we'd have better fights and less injuries.
Right.
I'm kind of pissed about that. Like, more testosterone for UFC.
Wow.
And now we won't have like Tito Ortiz in the lab curing cancer or any of that good stuff, or you know, Ken Shamrock or any of the great minds. Who knows what their potential could have
boxing
been, right?
Is checkers and MMA is chess.
It's Tito. That's an interesting. The interesting thought. What'd you get the food poisoning from?
Some free-range grass-fed
bullshit?
Food at an airport.
Yeah.
They said it was grass-fed guacamole. They lied.
Now, will you, if you go to a good steak joint, will that be grass-fed?
Probably not. You have to ask. And the better ones are now all offering at least one grass-fed steak. It tastes a little different, but the fatty acids in there are completely different. You feed a cow soybeans and corn, you're getting soybean oil in the meat, and it doesn't taste right. It's mushy and kind of gross.
So you can taste the difference on the grass-fed.
More importantly, you get a food high from the grass-fed, and you just get mushy from the other stuff.
Interesting. So it changes your disposition.
They feed the cows to get their fat all marbled into the muscle. Well, I don't want to have marbled fat in my muscles. I'd rather have just solid muscle the way a grass-fed animal does. So you eat the animals that kind of look the way you want to look.
Do you have a steak joint that does this that you're aware of that might be around, like a chain or something? Is there something on a Ruth Chris?
Isn't a major chain I've ever seen. If you go to different cities, you just Google grass-fed restaurant, you'll always find something. There's a few burger joints coming out. There's one in Silicon Valley that's done it for years called Burks. And down here, man, I'm trying to think of like one.
Are you in the Bay Area?
I used to be up in the Bay Area. I live on Vancouver Island now. So
nice.
On an organic farm, I grow my own food, and I fly around an awful lot.
Wow. Vancouver's great,
it's good
man.
Living.
All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. You know what? Great. Thanks. Click.
Gina. That was the news with Gina Grad.
Simply Safe, man. Oh, Taylor Steakhouse.
There you go.
Great local LA haunt.
Yeah. How many of those do we have?
You know what? Great, one? Thanks. Click.
Yeah, Simply Safe, yes. The guy who kind of did what Dave did, the Simply Safe guy. He was over there at Harvard, met some friends, and those friends got ripped off, and he wanted to figure out a way to get their stuff. So he went and talked to some security places, and they were like gouging and overcharging and charging too much by the month and all that. And he just figured out his own system. Smart guy. So he put together a system. $14.99 a month, three times less than most security companies. Wireless, so just peel and stick. Everyone's like, how's that work? Just peel off that 3M sticky tape, stick it right on, put the window sensor on there, motion sensor, whatever it is. No long-term lock-in contracts, and again, no drilling and pulling wires. That'd be perfect time for the guy to leave the access cover off the bottom of your thing, because he'd be crawling around under there. He's an alarm guy, so he's a dope, and he's pulling those wires underneath your house, and that thing's out. Family of
possums?
I'll go with possums.
Skunks.
Yeah. Skunks move in. Who's getting them out? Anyway, right now, you get $100 off my hand-picked security arsenal. Yeah, they got the entry, they got the motion detector, glass break sensors, all that. Go to Simply, two eyes in there, simplysafeadam.com. That's simplysafeadam.com. Save all that money. All right, live shows everywhere, as per usual. Thousand Oaks coming up July 22nd. Also, the cruise, man. That's December 9th. Lots of good treats planned for that, live podcasts and others. It's just $575. You get the room and you get the meals and a bottle of mangria and all that good stuff. Oh, live water cooler podcast this Saturday. Butterscotch. It's formerly Amalfi. So, same place there in La Brea. Watch the guys pack the fudge in real life. $10 at the door, and doors open at 10. Sorry, 7 p.m. All right. Limited. Don't do your best. Do my best. Dave, you need this hat.
Absolutely.
It's the new hat. Don't do your best. Do my best. Oh, the Mangria and the Endless Rant's going to be at the Water Cooler live show, so check that out. And Dave, website, bulletproof.com. I wish this... Go check it out. Ingest the information and then spread that. Spread the good news, would you please? So, until next time, Sam. For Dave and Gina and Bald Sam, mahalo.
Thanks for watching. Don't miss out. To keep getting great videos like this that help you kick more ass at life, subscribe to the Bulletproof YouTube channel at bulletproofexec.com/YouTube. Thanks for watching and stay bulletproof.
The Human Upgrade, formerly Bulletproof Radio, was created and is hosted by Dave Asprey. The information contained in this podcast is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purposes of diagnosing, treating, curing, or preventing any disease. Before using any products referenced on the podcast, consult with your healthcare provider, carefully read all labels, and heed all directions and cautions that accompany the products. Information found or received through the podcast should not be used in place of a consultation or advice from a healthcare provider. If you suspect you have a medical problem or should you have any healthcare questions, please promptly call or see your healthcare provider. This podcast, including Dave Asprey and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. This podcast may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products or services. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. This podcast is owned by Bulletproof Media.